What'd you guys think of her story? General thoughts?
That's why I got disconnected. Because apparently I was still connected to VPN and it decided to disconnect me. But anyway, that has nothing to do with her story, so.
Okay.
That's all your story.
Yeah, that's my story.
Wow.
Hold on.
What the heck? I'll kick off.
Yeah, go for it, Franco.
The first 10 minutes I was really getting aggravated at the mechanics.
Really?
I was just like, oh my god, this is difficult to work with. But then as I, you know, again, it seems like the games we do fall into two categories. Great story, bad mechanics. Great mechanics, bad story.
I agree with you. I bought this game, I want to say maybe 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And I played probably 10 minutes of it, and I'm like, okay, I think this is a nice little introduction, but I'll come back to it at some point. And,
yeah,
you know, didn't come back to it until last week, so.
But
thing is that it's really slow to start, and you're really not quite sure what you're supposed to be doing, so it's kind of hard to get involved until you actually start getting somewhere, really.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
I found the whole experience to be, like, really authentic, you know? Like, you could hear the computer, like, whizzing in the background, and...
Yeah.
The whole desktop was super 90s. I hope everyone poked around and, like, had a bunch of nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, that was really fun.
I don't get the nostalgia, because that's what I actually work with.
That's up to date for him.
Yeah. That's like, a Tuesday for me.
This is every day.
That was, like, high school library for me, so...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Gosh, and then, you know, Mason and I played it together. And at first, you know, it was really weird, because I had just finished Everybody's Gone to the Rapture, which is all, like, audio-based, a lot like this, where you have to listen and watch. And, so the quality of the audio was different. And so I couldn't tell if I was supposed to be watching to see if she was lying, you know? I wasn't quite sure what to expect.
Yeah.
And then, like, 12 videos later, it started to get weird.
Yeah.
And we're like, wait a minute. Yeah. And that's when it got really interesting, and we couldn't stop playing.
So, yeah. It took me a while. Now, see, actually, like, I was kind of flipped. Like, when I first started, I was like, wow, this is very interesting. And I was, like, just typing, just looking for search stuff away and just watching videos. And I was, like, even to the point I was, like, I missed my calling in life. I should have been, like, an investigator back in, like, the 1990s. And, and then it kind of hit a lull for me. I mean, I don't know about you guys. I played about 2.5 hours of it. And still didn't really... I didn't watch all the videos or anything. But it took me about 2 hours and probably like 15 minutes to get to the end of it. But, but at first I was really into it. And then the middle, I kind of lulled and I was like, this is okay. And I almost didn't play the last 15. I almost, like, didn't get to the end. I was like, well, I think I kind of have a feel for the story. Like, I didn't know if there was an actual end or not. So, but I popped it in before game chat tonight and got to that end screen. And I was like, oh, well, that, and it's, things started, like, getting more interesting. And I was like, I found a couple videos that, like, completely changed what I was thinking, and yeah, so but I enjoyed it. And again, I liked the kind of old school aspect of it, and I liked, you know, I mean, you had the option to turn off, like, the screen glare, but I kept it on because it kind of made me feel like I was actually, like, you know, transported to that, you know, kind of getting that ambiance. So I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. You were saying something, Michelle? Or no? Okay, I think it was just background noise. But...
You're okay.
Huh? Anyways, so...
So I was going to ask, how many pages of keywords do people have?
Oh, and what was the weirdest one you came up with?
Oh,
I actually didn't look. I didn't look at how long. I did a lot of keywords. I mean, I kind of, you know, I mean, I after a while, I kind of stopped doing the keywords because if I found a video interesting, I would just save it to my little timeline down at the bottom. But yeah, there were a few, and probably the most interesting keyword. I don't know. Probably like mushrooms. I don't know. I mean. Because I was trying to look up because the mushrooms killed, apparently, her parents, so...
The mushrooms didn't kill her parents.
Well, that was the story, so...
I was, like, tagging every single video that I was watching.
Wow.
I started writing down stuff to search for, and then I discovered a hack in the game.
Yes.
If you just type in blank, it'll pull up every single video in order...
What?
And then all you have to do is just go in and remove the user tag and then just search for blank again and it pulls up the next five.
What? Yeah.
That's so not the best way to do it.
I know, but I was just getting so frustrated with the game. I was like, alright, I'm just powering through it at this point.
Yeah.
That would have been so helpful towards the end.
I know.
I was typing in because I know I finished it and... It gave you the clue that you could type in, like, admin underscore random.
Yep.
And so, and that only pulls up one random video at a time. And so I went back in after I beat the game, before I came in here, and was, like, just looking at, like, I was just typing in that, like, I probably typed in, like, 30 times. Because I was like, I would like to, like, because I had the last video in the sequence, in everything, but I had missed, like, the last four or five, the four or five that was before the very last video. So I was like, I would like to find those. I never did. To, like, get kind of, like, that last little bit of the story, but...
The only problem I had was that the chat box never opened for me.
Really?
Yeah. So I had to. I looked online and watched what happened at that point.
I wonder is that. I wonder if it's because you did the blank.
It could have been. I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That part was really surprising for us. We were like, "What the heck is that? I don't know. Click on it." And we weren't ready. We were just like, you know, because they kind of ask you. It's very organic. They're like, "Are you ready yet?" And we're like,
"Yeah."
You say no?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, I'll check back with you. And then he went back and was like, well, how do we get a hold of him? So he called him back, you know. He's like, wait, we're not done. I'm sure you guys will get to it. We've been, like, really going over the story back and forth, and we've been waiting to talk about it, so... Let us know when you're ready to talk about whodunit.
Yeah. So how far did you... I mean, I'm sure you didn't... Did you get to the final chat, Chris?
I got to... Let's see. Yeah, I got a chat from someone. And then...
Okay.
They were like, are you done yet? And I was like, no. And I kept watching a few more videos. And then... About... I don't know, 20 minutes ago, I was like, you know what? I feel like I've done enough.
Yeah.
And you just basically can say yes and then exit.
Yeah.
And then you see the credits roll, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, I mean, everybody finished it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's interesting because you're playing as the daughter of
Eve. Yeah.
Or, no, Hannah?
Yes, Eve.
Eve? Okay.
Yes. Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was the daughter of Hannah.
No, because Hannah was barren.
Yes.
Yeah, Hannah
had a miscarriage.
But doesn't she say she's pregnant at one point?
Eve does.
Eve
says she's pregnant. I couldn't tell them apart when she wasn't revealing her tattoo, I couldn't tell them
apart.
So
the thing was, is that if you had to pay close attention because Hannah was
I'm
the one that wore her hair back. Eve was the one that just, like, didn't tie her hair back.
I figured that.
And then it was quite obvious when Eve was there and she didn't have long sleeves on, because then you saw the tattoo. But yeah.
Are we still positive that they were twins?
Yes.
Yes.
I am.
I mean, unless she ran out like after that interrogation and got a tattoo.
Got a tattoo. I know. That was the only thing that really is a dead giveaway.
And the other thing, too, is like if you... if I don't know if anyone saw both videos where... they asked Hannah what happened when she came back home. Yes. And it was basically word for word.
Yeah.
Exact, except for...
Switching other... Yeah.
They just say, rather than calling Simon's parents by name, they just say, yeah. I called Simon's parents.
Doug and... Yeah. Yeah.
So, Eleanor.
He
doesn't call them by name, or she calls them by name.
Yeah.
So...
Right.
Everyone thinking that's two different people?
Yes.
Yes.
I went back and forth, honestly.
No way.
No.
It's one person with multiple personalities. She goes out and gets that tattoo in the middle of the interview.
Yep.
You gotta look at the dates.
See, I think they're right. I think they're somewhat right. The only thing, you know what gave that away for me? You know what I think adds, like,
hide.
The fact that they're split personality is the Morse code thing.
Yeah.
The hands.
And okay. She's like tapping on
so
the.
So I looked that up, and it's
what?
Yes,
I know you would.
So it's actually something that's called a tap code, which was used by prisoners and everything, and it's similar to Morse code. And in the video where she's in like the regular interrogation room, she spelled out "love you." And then in the second video, she spells out "by Hannah."
I mean, they gotta be twins, right? Because they talk about, like...
Yeah. The thing that drove it towards twins for me was two things. There was a mention of a separate set of fingerprints at the crime scene that the police did not match to Hannah.
See, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah. And then the second thing that occurred to me after the fact was, well, Eve says she went to the hospital after the car accident to make sure she didn't lose her baby. Okay? And there would definitely be, and that, you know, Sarah's existence pretty much, I guess, denotes that they're twins, because it's pretty much confirmed that Hannah was barren after her miscarriage.
Yeah, but who the only person giving us that information is Hannah.
Well, there'll be, I mean, you would figure, you know, you have a miscarriage 8 months in, there's got to be records of this.
Yeah, but no one talks about it. I mean, they say,
I guess you're, I'm taking that at face value, I guess.
So, the other thing, right. Too, though, is, like, I mean, I have no knowledge of this end of biology or anything, but if you're 8 months and you... Is it still technically a miscarriage, or would that be a stillborn or a premature birth or something?
Stillborn.
I think you're asking the wrong group of people.
Yeah, I know. Like, well, I mean, like, that was just one of the one things that was just kind of stood out to me, because I would think that would be more of something of a stillborn or premature birth or something, but...
Yeah.
Well, so here's the thing. They talk about a wig. A blonde wig.
Speak up, Michelle.
So they talk about a blonde wig.
Yeah.
You know the crime. So, hear me out. I know you guys are going with the twin theory. I still think it's the same person, multiple personalities. I think one of them was barren, and one was not. And there was mention where Eve was pretending to be Hannah, and I still think it's all in, I think it's in her head. Because she talks about the reflection and the girl across the street, and she realized that it's her. So, you know, I think you can play it either way, but I'm sticking with my...
See, go ahead, guys.
I was just going to say, was there a midwife? Was there a woman named Florence? Like,
yes, there was.
All right. Yeah. So, did she live with her?
Yes, and she died under mysterious circumstances. She fell down a set of stairs, I believe.
Yeah.
Mysteriously.
So the only
go ahead.
The only thing that really like makes me question whether or not they're actually twins was that, and I watched this video a few times, somewhat out of humor and somewhat out of curiosity, when she spills the cup of tea on herself, because it was. I wanted to know whether or not it was really an accident or if she did it on purpose, because, and this is really the only thing that really questions, that makes me question whether or not it's a twin or multiple personalities or whatnot, was that she takes the cup of tea and then holds it close to herself and then just all of a sudden just lets go of it. Almost like she needed an excuse to take her shirt off to show that she had a tattoo on her arm, which wasn't there yesterday.
Which makes me think that's why it's...
Yeah, and I mean, like, that's the only thing that really makes me question whether or not... Well, that and the fact in the last interview, how Eve was saying, Hannah's gone. And, you know, how can you charge someone who's disappeared, basically? So it's like... Is she really a twin, or is she just putting on this whole show?
I think it could be possible that another theory I thought about was that it's possible that it's both, because one thing that keeps coming up a lot is this idea that like Hannah quote unquote hates Eve and tries to drown her, and then there's even like this song about the sister killing the other sister and all this stuff. So it's. Is it possible that, you know, Eve is this psychotic twin who is murderous and kills this midwife, kills the parents, kills her twin sister, and because of it has this weird split personality, you know, because she's a freaking psychopath.
And an infatuation with long blonde hair.
For whatever reason.
Yeah.
Right.
Something that kind of breaks that, though, is the diary. They both talk about having a diary to keep track of when they realize that they are the same person, two people in the same body, and that when the one of them falls asleep, the other wakes up, or something like that. Because they both realize that when one's active, the other isn't. So they start.
But see, twins are twins, and I don't think anyone here is a twin. I've known twins, but twins are weird. I mean, I've known twins. I mean, like, we had, like, for instance, like, there were a set of twins, like, in my class in college. Those guys rarely ever talked. They basically told people that they could almost communicate without saying a word. Like, they just looked at each other. And they would just nod at each other. Like, I think that there's a weird connection, a very deep connection in between twins. I've seen it in several cases, you know, and I've known two or three sets of twins before. And I think
twins because she laughs at you.
What?
Yeah. Well, she, yeah.
Yeah. She's like twins. What?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know.
Ask her about twins, she kind of like Hannah doesn't understand what you're talking about.
Oh.
Which also builds a case for split personality.
Yeah.
Right.
What?
Well, she mistakenly says her name.
Yeah. No, I got that was a lie.
Yeah, because I think I thought that Eve was the one who got pregnant. She was pretending to be Hannah at the time, and then Hannah got jealous. This is our theory that Hannah got jealous that when Eve went to sleep, she killed.
What was that?
Simon.
It was a cough, dude.
Cough up a hairball?
God.
Oh, my God.
For Christ's sake. Sorry, Michelle. Keep talking.
Sorry.
Shit, what was I saying? So we think that Eve killed Hannah, you know, like, mentally, and is pretending to be her. So when she's on... It's Eve who's taken over Hannah. They said that they passed everything on the polygraph except for the name. And on the polygraph, she says, oh, my name's Hannah. It's like, oh, no, it's not. Because it's actually Eve.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to search down.
God.
But there's not that much on the internet. The video where they mentioned the fingerprint, and I'm.
I think she said check it in the match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess I did miss my calling in life because I had it set on twins. I so had it set that like.
I still think it's twins.
Hannah was the one that killed. And see, I didn't see the video where they were saying that Hannah disappeared.
She said, my sister's gone.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like towards the end.
I must have missed that one.
Yeah, and also some of the discrepancies about when one's awake and the other's asleep was when her parents died. Because one of them said, yeah, I was there, I was in the attic, I came down, and you know, and they were all there dead for a while. But then they do another interview where she's wearing a different outfit, she looks different, and she answers the same question, but she's like, I was out of town, it was terrible, we found out later, and, you know, they're all messed up. It's like, she had two different stories, and later it was explained like, you know, when one was asleep, she had no idea what was going on, so it wasn't until after the other one had discovered the bodies and alerted stuff. Then when she switched, the other one found out after the fact and kind of had her own story of not being there at all because she couldn't handle it.
You know what? To be honest, maybe I'm reaching here, but I think there was a point where I thought there was more. Like, I thought that there was more. We saw more than two personalities in the interviews.
Yeah.
Because there's the... What's that?
Michelle thought that too.
Yeah, there's the girl in the red coat who's just, like, looking at the pictures.
Yeah.
Really bizarre. She's, like, yeah. More bizarre than the others.
Yeah.
She's like, there's murder? Well, how can I help?
Yeah.
And then you've got the girl in, you know, Eve, who's pretty much like, whatever, screw everybody.
Yeah.
And then Hannah's kind of, like, skittish.
Yeah.
And then you've got this other fourth girl who's kind of somewhere in the middle.
Is that the one, the blue t-shirt with, like, the...
Yeah, she's... Well, no. I think that's Eve.
Okay.
No, she's also wearing blue, but it's more of, like, a...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so, now...
Yeah.
The other thing, too, that kind of leads it more towards actual twins is that in one video, it shows Hannah with a bruise on her face.
Oh, the bruise moves.
And then the next day... she comes back and there's no bruise, and then she's saying how she has a fast metabolism and it usually, you know, stuff like that goes away really fast, but then she also touches the wrong side of her face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
I noticed that. But for some reason, I thought I was watching the twin. I thought that, I don't know. My brain.
Yeah.
Well, let's face it. I mean, the game makes it intentionally ambiguous.
Yeah.
And it's no joke that, well, not joke, but it's no coincidence that you have the condition of twins and you have the condition of multiple personalities, which, you know, if you're telling the same story twice, the similarities are almost identical, where, you know, if you have twins who don't want to be known as twins and, you know, you have a person with split personalities, the conditions that their life goes through are going to be almost identical. So it's like,
yeah.
They leave it intentionally ambiguous for us to have this discussion.
Yeah.
Well, the part that's weird is like that one, like that we talked about already, the tapping part. But there's the one part where Hannah kind of freaks out because she's alone or whatever.
And yeah, she said, "Why did you have to mention Eve?"
Yeah.
And there's another part where Eve says "we," and then she stops herself and says "I," or she says "I,"
yeah,
and then she says "we."
Yeah.
And it's almost as if she's correcting herself, like
right.
Not necessarily speaking about Hannah, but thinking about, I don't know, it was an internal thing, I guess. That's how I got it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, it's a great telling of a story. It's just, you know, it's, I guess I was going to say the final conclusion, it was like a little disappointing that, I don't know, do I want a confirmation of which way, or is it better not to have a confirmation?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't. So there you go. Yeah, I was...
You got your wish.
You got wish granted. That was weird. Anyways, I was really surprised. I was really kind of thrown back when the chat window pops up and and you answer yes, you know, yes, I'm done. And he says, you know, Sarah, you know, do you understand why your mother did it? I was like, whoa. I had no, like, I just didn't even think, you know, that that would be the conclusion.
Did anybody say yes? I said no.
I wrote no.
So you never wrote yes?
No, I never wrote yes.
Not for the mother part. I said yes, that I'm done. And then when it asked me, do you understand what your mother did? I was thrown back. I'm like,
right.
No.
And he said no. So then what happened? Because I hit yes. And he was like, okay, good. We'll go meet across the street.
Oh, okay. Well, she says, yeah, she does the same thing if you say no. It's just roll credits. You know,
like, you can always come back and figure it out. I'm like, I'm never going to figure this out. I don't know what
I hate yes, because I thought it was twins, and I thought it was Hannah that did it, and I was like, oh, well, that's, anyways. And I thought Hannah was the one that was pregnant. I pretty much just thought the wrong things, but I was like, okay, yeah, sure, because here's, I mean, and this is completely wrong now, but here's what I was thinking. Because I was like, okay, I thought Hannah did it, that Hannah killed Simon, because she found out, you know, because for some reason, you know, she was pretending to be Eve with Simon and was wearing the wig, and Simon gave her a mirror, like the mirror that he gave Hannah, gave her, like, that unique mirror that she loved so much, gave her an exact replica, you know, exact copy of it, because he thought that she was Eve, and so then she just went crazy, because... You know, and so she just killed him. So I was like, okay, well, I don't know. So that's why I hit yes. But well, yeah, all that's, I mean, incorrect, yeah. So.
Not necessarily.
Well, that's what they're intentionally doing, is it could be true both ways. I mean, there could be two mirrors, or there could be only one mirror with a split personality.
That's crazy.
Making her look at herself to realize that,
right, exactly. It could play either way.
And then she just snapped and killed him with it. Because...
Yeah, that's the other thing that bothers me. And it works both ways for twins and split personalities. All the motive that,
yeah,
you know, in a split personality world, she's done dealing with, you know, that her husband actually likes the Eve personality better.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know.
Yeah, she was the wild one.
Wild one. And I just thought, isn't it? I mean, are they really playing a game with us when they? Isn't the most one of the most famous stories about split personality is?
Yes, Franco.
All About Eve.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's true.
It's crazy. It's that little stuff I noticed. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a curse. Sequel plumber.
I think you've got your answer there, then. Probably a nod.
Who knows? I was very frustrated because I kept spelling tattoo wrong. I get tattoo, no results. Tattoo, no results. What do you mean no results? She's got a freaking tattoo.
We were just typing in curse words at some point, and I think the F-bomb picked up like 5 videos. We're like, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, at one point I was just like, okay, this story is getting weird. I'm just going to type in sex.
Sex kind of big hit.
Yeah, that, and I typed in, like, affair. They were like, what? What is wrong with you? Why are you obsessed with our sex lives?
Yeah, well, the whole series of those videos, but now that you mention it, what? I didn't get anything on that thread about the affair. It's like, what part does that
clearly play? It's a crime of passion.
Yeah. Maybe, but there's no, I mean, there was no, you know, I think they only asked Hannah about the affair. I don't remember them asking Eve about the affair.
No, somebody, one of the other girls in the blue t-shirt, she's like, I've never cheated on anyone. I don't know who that's supposed to be.
Right.
I think there's two personalities that we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
kind of give you a clue, you know?
Oh, my cat wants out of my room. Hold on.
Which one? Eve or Hannah?
cats do have already have speakers.
Oh my god.
Jack and Captain. Man, I was so pleased with this game.
I liked it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the story was great. I mean, it's got us talking. We could talk about this for an hour, you know? And I just went looking, I'm still looking, trying to find the Steam directory for it. And I want to see if, you know, cheat and see if
the videos are there?
Yeah, if all the videos are, like, that would be,
Oh, yeah.
Oh, suddenly your audio picked up.
Oh, I was...
Oh, I thought that was Michelle yawning.
Oh, that was me. It was me.
That was exhausted from letting her cat out.
Hard job. Hard job, buddy.
You get up and walk over to the door and turn the knob and then pull the door open.
It's the worst. Thank you for standing.
Then you got to convince the cat to leave.
That's the hard part, yeah. Ringo. That's the hard part. Jack, bye. Get out. Anyways. I definitely enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed it. Yeah, anyone else have anything else to talk about with the game?
Earlier, you talked about the ambiance of the old school computer.
Yes.
Something I liked, I don't know if you guys have mentioned it before I jumped in, but the little moments when you would hit certain videos, the screen would change or the music would change.
Yes. Yeah.
I liked that so that it was just a subtle kind of a clue that you may have found something new, something different.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
I like
that. Leave the reflection on and notice that when the screen did that every once in a while, you'd see your own reflection for a split second.
Yeah.
See that you were a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I didn't see that I was a woman. I knew. I thought I couldn't make up my mind who that was.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
I saw that and I like really early. It's like, that's weird. I guess they just feel like making the player feel like a female instead of the standard male. It's like, okay, that's fine. There's half of us.
I thought it was like, now knowing the end, like, I'm like, okay, well, that's probably the user's reflection because it's Sarah, but I noticed that it looked a lot like Hannah or Eve, and so I was like, okay, well, maybe it's just a reflection of, like, just some kind of, like, I don't know, like, again, like, just telling you that you hit something that is important, and just a reflection of Eve or Hannah, you know, there, but, yeah, I can see where it's probably a reflection of Sarah.
I thought it was clever. I liked it. Almost a foreshadowing connection to that, to the end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good way to do it. I liked the way that it... Actually, the woman that played all of those, all that was really well done. Everything felt really natural. I mean, it almost like that could have been pulled off, you know, real... police videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. That did a good job.
That I thought she was, you know, trying too hard or she flipped something.
Right.
Or she was, you know, I don't know. It just really felt natural.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the one thing you have to get right when you're making a game that doesn't really have any game.
Yeah.
Like, you're making a game that's a movie.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It definitely made the creep factor a lot higher.
Yeah, for real.
Which I think was good. I think that's exactly what it needed.
Yeah, but the ambiance. Like, if you left the screen glare on, and you would see like the lights in the background behind you, like flicker every once in a while, or hear like the office noises in the background.
Yeah, the sirens.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I took that as you hit something major when that happened. Yeah. You know, it's like.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was always after, like, the ones where they talk about, like, it gets kind of farther along into the story, into the timeline.
Right. But,
yeah. Yeah, it definitely, like, as I said, like, I just about, because I had looked up online, because, like, I was 2 hours in. I had played it, like, an hour one day, an hour last night, I think. And, you know, so I was 2 hours in, and I was like, gosh, I was like, because I'd looked it up before, and it said it was like an hour and a half long game, and I was like, okay, well, maybe, you know, so I looked it up online, and the board that I was looking at was, I should have like checked it with another source, but they said that there's not really, like, there's really no ending, like, you know, that you just kind of watch the videos and just kind of, you know, conduct, you know, deduct what you think happened from the videos you watched. And there was no like conclusion of any sorts. So I was like, okay, well, maybe I'm done. Like, I think I kind of have a handle on, at that time I thought, you know, that Eve had did it, you know, that Eve had killed Simon because Simon was getting in between her and Hannah. And and so, like, then today I was like, you know, I'm just going to just play it another, like, half hour or so. I am so glad that I did because, like, I hadn't gotten to that last chat screen. I hadn't, you know, and then I saw a video that made me realize, you know, made me think that maybe, you know, it kind of switched my viewing on that, my opinion on who did it, you know, but it'd be the same person. But anyways, but, yeah. Yeah, so I was about ready to give up on it, but I'm glad that I pushed through. The moral of that lesson is to never rely, you know, to never rely your conclusion of a game on one message board.
There you go. And I mean, go ahead, Michelle. Okay.
Well, Stefan just warned me, like, hey, if you're expecting a traditional ending,
yeah,
you're not gonna find one. Just
yeah.
Because otherwise, we would have been there for 5 hours.
Yeah, looking up every single word possible.
Yeah, I had to make him stop. I said, hey, you got to leave something for tomorrow to talk about.
Yeah.
He was going through every single video, and I said, hey, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I went out about that search for blank mode, I'm like, oh, I can see every video. And she's like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I might have to do that just so I can see some of the videos that I didn't see, because yeah.
Well, unfortunately, well, you only see them 5 at a time, so it's like,
well, yeah. 15 if you use the admin mode.
Ah,
see, whoa.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't even see that in Reddit. Oh my god.
Yeah, it was definitely an experience. It was definitely an interesting idea for a game. You know, yes. I'm not sure if I would have gotten that idea and I was a game maker and I've been like, eh, it might work, it probably won't, I'm just gonna, you know, but it really was interesting, and it really kind of made you feel like, again, like that you, the ambiance and stuff, that you were there and looking through these police videos and, you know, but yeah, yeah. Well, I guess we should probably, since this is it, we should probably go around and at least get a score. I know we've kind of exhausted our ideas of it. I mean, our opinions. But if you want to give any final thoughts and a score, then that'd be great. I think what we do usually, what, 1 to 10, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. All right. All right. So, Franco, we'll start with you, dude.
Love the story. Although, I also noticed now that there's no... I don't know how you restart this game. I mean, do you really need to? I don't know. But there's no, like, no new game. I tried. Because I wanted to back... Well, I wanted to go... When I first started, I played for, like, a half hour.
Oh, that's right, because it says continue, and then it says credits. Okay,
after you, yeah. After you finish. I wanted to start over.
Settings, it says clear user data.
Oh, there you go, Franco. You can start anew. You can start anew.
No, thanks. I'm confused enough already. I was going to say, Franco gives it an 8, but Francis only gives it a 7. But anyway.
We have to all rate for our split personality. Good idea.
The story made up for a lot, and definitely an 8.
Cool. Jell and Mason.
Yeah, you know, since we're just one person and two separate...
Otherwise known as Mishason.
Mishason, yeah.
Well, the psychotic version of us gives it a good 9. Because of the versatility. Because it's... Because there's not a clear ending, and I dig that with this case. Because it's a murder mystery. And, you know, we don't know.
Yeah.
I really like the way the delivery, you know, kind of like a non-linear storyline. Mm-hmm. You have to figure out yourself. And how it made you, like, write down keywords and go back to them and, like, listen. And they had some just weird stuff in there, too, to make it, you know, odd. Like, the spilling coffee or playing on the guitar or flirting with the interviewer at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were a lot of really unique things to it. Yeah, I really like it. I'll go with 9. So.
Did anybody see her start to throw up?
No.
Yes. Yeah.
That was a weird.
Why was she? Oh, because she's sick. Because she's pregnant.
Morning sickness.
Yeah, morning sickness. Right.
Oh wow. Well, I saw the video probably after that because I saw a video where she was like, "No, I'm not going to get sick again," and I was like, "Oh, okay." She gets sick. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
I would the more stable version of Michelle. I would almost give it a 9, but I just, on principle, have to knock half a point off because there's no action in this game. And
okay. Going 8.5.
Yeah, but otherwise, for all the same reasons, you know, the weirdness of it and the fact that almost every video has just something in it to kept me hooked.
Yeah.
I never, you know, when I got this game with, like, a Humble Bundle a couple of months ago, or whenever that was, I took a peek. And I only gave it like 5 minutes. I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah.
And then the guys announced, oh, we're going to play Her Story. And I'm like,
yeah.
You know, yeah. But once I got past that 5 minutes, then it's like, oh, I can't stop.
Yeah.
And I think that once I was able to feel that continual hook, you know, I was impressed. You know, and I liked that I was forced to try to come up with things to get closer and further and deeper into the story. That was great, and it was all executed very well. So that's my 8.5. It'd be 9, you know, if there was some jumping or running or stabbing, but, you know, it was just clicking and watching.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
All right, so my turn.
Go for it.
So, yeah. This it really wasn't much of a game, you know. When I think of this, it's like I kind of go back to like Beyond Two Souls, where it's like it's kind of a game, but it's more of an interactive story than anything else. Although with Beyond Two Souls, there was actual stuff to do rather than sit in front of a computer and type in words and watch videos. I think. The gameplay is really like just non-existent since it is just typing and watching, but it's the story that what draws you in and keeps you going and wanting to get to the end to find out what exactly is happening, and you end up really not quite completely understanding what happened, and it's still kind of somewhat open-ended, and, you know, as you can tell from what we've talked about for quite a while, that, you know, different people can get different things and, you know, cause a you know, good discussion on what actually happened. So because there's really no gameplay, there was no mention of any dog through interrogations or on video, I'm going to have to give it a 7.5.
Tough.
Yes.
You guys have said mostly everything that I was thinking. I mean, my final score is probably, I'm going to go with an 8.5, just because the ending got me, and if you would have asked me, like, in the middle of it, I would have been like, it's okay, you know, 7. But I would go with an 8.5 just because the ending completely, like, kind of took me. And just the discussion that it has brought about is enough to, you know, to give it a, you know, a higher score than what I was thinking originally. But, yeah, so I'm going to go with 8.5.
Cool. I really liked it. I liked it a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Yeah.
I'd heard a lot about this game. I hadn't really heard anything bad, but it just didn't look like a game I would really want to play.
Yeah.
But I, right off the bat, as soon as I realized what I was doing, I was like, this is really kind of cool. the inner detective in me was like, all right, let's roll up our sleeves. And
yeah.
I really wish there was more of like, I get where there, now that I know, we know the end, it's Sarah, you know, you're the daughter.
Yeah.
I kind of wish that it was more of a whodunit, like at the end, maybe maybe not done the whole split personality thing, maybe given it more of gameplay, had, I would have taken a different route completely. I would have had different suspects. You got to figure out who did it.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been nice.
Then
choose
at the end. I actually thought that's what was going to happen when the message came up. I thought they were going to ask me who did it and why. Yeah. I was really excited about and let down.
Oh. But
no, I mean, honestly, it was really fun. I enjoyed piecing together the story, kind of like Michelle said, in this like non-linear way. I really enjoyed like discovering, and I felt so smart when I'd like typed in tattoo and was like, oh, no one's gonna ask her about that. Of course everyone did. Then I would get hung up on things that weren't actually an issue, like she talked about the credit card. I'm like, oh, he's gotta have a credit card like track here, like we're gonna find out what he's been buying. And it's like, there's nothing about credit cards anywhere. But no, I really liked it, and I got to give it an 8. I think it was a great way to tell a story. It's very different, and I would be interested in seeing another you know game like this. So I also wanted to mention something. I have a small announcement as Game Chat co ruler. What? Truth bomb? 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 What?
Nothing. Keep going.
Okay. Sorry, couldn't hear you. I have a lot of crap going on in my life right now. I'm not going to list you my laundry list. But
can you email it to all of us? Can you email it to all of us?
Yeah, I'll get on that. I'll fax it to you.
Okay.
I'll woof it to you. Will you watch The Office? I can text it, fax it.
Oh, man.
God.
I won't be. I'm not going to be regularly joining you guys after January, after this next game, because I need to free up some time. So I'm gonna not be gone forever, but I just wanted to let you guys know that I won't be attending every week, or maybe even, you know, that regularly. I'll be paying attention to what you guys are playing, and if I have time and it's something that I'm able to afford, I will be joining you guys. But Steph is gonna be continuing, and I mean, you're in more than capable hands, obviously.
Of course.
You know, I think she's going to get some help from someone. Yeah. Ding. So.
It was perfect timing.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, Franco has offered to kind of help her if she needs it. So thank you, Franco, for
no problem
taking over the reins. But no, I mean, I've had a blast. What's crazy about this is, like, by the time I'm like stepping down, like, we have been doing this a year now, which I mean, honestly, hats off to everybody who has been a part of this group and like kept going and been faithful to it, because like when we first started this, I don't think either of us really imagined having a consistent group every single week, and we've done it, so it's been awesome, and I've really enjoyed playing games I probably wouldn't normally play, and just getting to know you guys, and I mean, this isn't, you know, I'm not like dying, so don't cry tonight.
Is your evil alter ego
going to
join us?
Maybe this is my evil alter ego talking. You don't even know.
Whoa.
No, the real Chris has been taken care of.
Yeah, exactly. The other Chris has been dealt with.
Chris Bowden.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes.
You know, I was watching.
Moving to him.
Stanton, you watch Video Game Nerd still?
Not all the time.
Oh, well, he just released... Oh, have you guys ever watched The Angry Video Game Nerd?
Yes. The Power Love.
Yeah, he's so funny. He just released another one in October, and it's kind of relevant to this, because it's about the Berenstain Bears, like the games. Have you guys ever read the Berenstain Bears growing up?
I loved the Berenstain Bears. Yeah.
And there's this whole controversy, which I did not know, about, like, the spelling of the name.
Oh, Berenstain. My God, the Mandela Effect.
Yeah, the Mandela Effect, and how, like, you pass into an alternate universe, depending on how you spell it.
Wow.
You just have to watch it. Go Google Angry Video Game Nerd Baron Stay in Baron Until Riot. There's so many videos. He has, like, if you have a low tolerance for foul mouth, don't waste your time.
Yeah.
Because he is not... He's gotten more tame in his old age, but his earlier shows, he's like a potty mouth.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my big announcement, so there it is.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, I gotta bounce. I have another meeting right now, so I gotta go.
Wow.
Chris, were we recording that one?
Yes.
Cool. I will send you the picture.
And okay.
Yeah, I'll see you guys next week.
All right. See you next. Yes.
Playing all the way through.
Bless you. Good job.
Yes. Playing all the way through. Yeah.
Okay.
Bless you again.
Bless you.
I'm allergic to people leaving early.
Goodness, my Chris.
Wipe your monitor off.
No, I turned away.
Wow. Yeah, so next week, Virginia, we're playing all the way through it. I think it's maybe 2 hours, according to howlongisit.com. Or, wow, that didn't...
Oh, wow.
That's a rather personal question.
And on that note, bye!
Well, actually, I was going to say, if anybody's interested... If anybody's interested, I also played an interesting little inexpensive game. I know, Jesus, get off it!
Keep going. I'm serious.
It's rather... actually, it's kind of topical, but... it's called. It's actually available on Android and on PC.
Okay.
It's called This War of Mine.
I've heard of it. Actually, I have that. That was actually on a list of mine for this group at one point.
It's good that it probably because it is a. I don't know what if I would call it a time waster, but it's definitely. I don't know. I haven't gotten to the end of it yet. Basically, what it is it, you're living in a wartime town or city, a city that's been ravaged by war, and you're with three other people, or two other people, I should say. Well, actually, you're managing three people who are trying to survive in this house, this shelled house, and you basically do two things: you gather resources and you protect your house. And you manage, you know, to try to survive as long as you can.
Yeah.
So I'm up to like day 30.
Okay.
But it's not too involved. It's just more of a resource management game.
Yeah.
Okay, so you only can send one person out to scavenge at night. The other two people, you have to either have places for them to sleep.
Wow.
Or if you don't, they get... I mean, there is like this, almost like... what was the game? The Western Trail or the
Oregon Trail?
The Oregon Trail kind of thing. If you don't manage what's going on in the house well, people start getting sick, they die.
Oh, no.
Yes, so... So it's an interesting little... I call it a time waste or something.
Yeah.
You just play, like, every day. It's based on days, so you can play, you know, and it auto-saves at the beginning of a day.
Yeah.
So it's like you play a day, and you know, and the nice thing about it, I heard it, you know, read a cheat that, you know, if you go, the last thing you do every day is scavenge. So if the scavenging didn't go well, or you know, you got raided at night and two of your people got killed, you hurry up and quit before the new day begins, and you're back to the previous day.
Oh, yeah. Goodness. Franco and Stephanie and. That's it. Chris, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, do you have a PS4 or Xbox One or PC?
I do.
All of them?
I don't have an Xbox.
I have a PS4.
Yeah, so I mentioned this before, but Everybody's Gone to the Rapture is the free game on the PS4 right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's amazing. You should all play it. Just play it. It's super cool.
Yeah, I need to download. I need to get that.
I already have it. I just haven't had a chance to get around to it.
Yeah, it's really odd. I mean, You don't. It's a walking simulator, but don't let that scare you. It's all audio based. So like you walk around this European countryside, and trying to figure out what happened, and it's beautiful, and the audio is outstanding. So it won awards for like the quality of the conversations and the voice acting.
That's awesome.
Really, super compelling. I played it this month, you know, a couple hours every week, and I really recommend it. And grab it because it's free right now. So
I need to do that for sure.
It's one of those really cool, like, you kind of learn about different characters in the town in certain areas and how they all tie together, and it's cool. Just try it, trust me. So
yeah, awesome. Thank you for the recommendation. Virginia next week, play it through, and I think that's it.
Okay.
Beautiful.
All right.
Yeah, so I'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Okay.
All right. Stay cool.
Bye.
Bye.